Have you ever wondered why some people consistently achieve their goals while others struggle despite similar circumstances? The psychology of winning reveals that success isn't about defeating others, it's about maximizing your own potential through specific psychological principles anyone can develop. When Dennis Waitley recorded this groundbreaking program in 1976, he tapped into something fundamental about human achievement that would sell over 2 million copies and generate $100 million in sales. His unique background, counseling Vietnam POWs, training Apollo astronauts, and studying under pioneers like Viktor Frankl, gave him profound insights into what makes winners tick. The most liberating truth? Winning doesn't require innate talent. Modern neuroscience confirms what Waitley intuited decades ago. Our brains possess remarkable plasticity. We can overcome fears, develop new skills, and excel beyond our genetic predispositions. Think of your brain as an internal GPS that requires specific destinations rather than vague aspirations like getting rich. Without precise coordinates, any path will do, and your focus scatters. When an image becomes your magnificent obsession, it directs your thinking and actions toward achievement. The marvelous place between your right and left ear, your brain, is your universe. How you choose to view life will always be the way life will be to you. This wisdom from Waitley's father became his philosophical foundation. Our perception shapes our reality. Self-esteem is inherent, an unpolished diamond waiting to be revealed. Self-confidence develops through achievements that prove your beliefs. This explains why some talented individuals never reach their potential, while others with modest abilities accomplish remarkable things. Our self-image functions as a thermostat, not a thermometer. Thermostats control conditions. Thermometers merely reflect them. Most people measure themselves against standards set by others. Waitley once believed he'd never earn more than $1,000 monthly because his father never exceeded $200. Whatever we focus on, desired or feared, becomes our reality. In our culture, fear motivation dominates, though desire motivation proves more effective. Fear motivation works for survival, but proves counterproductive in business settings. Telling employees that firings will continue until morale improves only increases stress and errors. We move toward our dominant thoughts, so dwelling on fears often manifests them. Winners primarily focus on intrinsic motivation, the passion for doing something well without needing external recognition. Many extraordinary people like Bill Gates and Steven Spielberg succeeded through inner passion, not pursuit of money or fame. Belief shapes our reality through self-fulfilling prophecies, expectations that become true because we believe them. Our brains produce biochemistry aligned with our dominant thoughts, making thought monitoring essential. The placebo effect demonstrates belief's healing power. Derived from Latin for "I shall please," placebos work because patients believe they're receiving effective treatment, triggering natural healing chemicals. Placebo surgery for knee problems shows improvement rates nearly identical to actual surgery. Research confirms this connection through endorphins, morphine inside, natural painkillers our brains produce during exercise, music, or positive thinking. Optimism isn't just positive thinking, but a biological necessity for fulfillment. Inspiring leaders focus on ultimate victory rather than obstacles. Of the six motivation types scientists have identified, concern for excellence, the intrinsic drive for mastery, is most powerful. While competition drives society, it's healthiest when focused on standards of excellence rather than proving superiority. Remember, failure is an event, not a person. Focus on desired results rather than avoiding failure. Einstein believed imagination trumps knowledge, even in our information-rich digital age. Everything humans create begins as thought. While knowledge becomes outdated, imagination expands possibilities and drives innovation. Waitley's work with Olympic athletes revealed the power of visual motor behavioral rehearsal, VMBR. Michael Phelps mentally rehearsed races since childhood, while Lindsey Vonn combined visualization with physical simulation. At world-class levels where physical abilities are nearly equal, this mental edge distinguishes winners. Our brains store visualized experiences as fact. To harness visualization effectively, practice daily through relaxation and imagination. Ensure your visualizations involve movement. Practice in empty venues, imagining audience reactions and positioning. Visualize both the successful outcome and the incremental steps leading there, like Jack Nicklaus, who meticulously visualizes each golf shot. See yourself performing the action in present tense, not as a spectator watching yourself. We form habits through observation, imitation, repetition, and internalization. Contrary to popular belief, habits don't form in 21-30 days. Neuroscience shows it takes 3 to 6 months, sometimes up to 2 years, to establish new neuropathways. We don't break habits, we replace them by layering new behaviors over old ones. Change is an inside job that only you can initiate. Daily routines consistently followed become second nature. We're 80-90% habitual creatures, though we rarely recognize it. Once you've changed a habit, avoid environments that fostered your old destructive patterns. Positive self-talk is one of our most important habit developments. Our brain listens to this internal dialogue, which runs at about 600 words per minute. Turn self-talk into confirmations, committed beliefs, rather than mere affirmations. Focus on what you desire rather than what you want to avoid, and keep self-talk in present tense to activate your brain's reticular system. In today's digital landscape, we must distinguish between online personas and genuine character. Many create impressive digital facades while neglecting their true selves. Trust and core values have become key differentiators in an age where expertise claims often lack verification. Character emerges through consistent actions over time, like rings in a tree trunk. Core values develop early through observation and become principles you'd sacrifice everything for. Values like honesty are typically caught rather than taught, as children observe how parents handle ethical dilemmas. The integrity triad consists of standing up for truth under pressure, giving credit where due, and being authentic about who you are. We've become moist robots, humans tethered to digital devices, constantly seeking validation through likes and followers. While technology enables instant global communication, it hinders true intimacy. A text isn't a touch. Virtual connection can't replace physical presence. The psychology of winning has evolved from its original competitive framework to a more holistic understanding of success. True winning isn't about defeating others, but becoming your best self and contributing meaningfully to others. The most fulfilled individuals are those who've developed their potential while helping others do the same. Approaching 90, Whately reflected that he'd taken himself too seriously, constantly seeking achievement rather than living in the present. He finally learned to appreciate every moment. He saw himself as an imperfect gardener tending his garden, which always needs attention. Weeds blow in daily without effort, while the garden requires constant care. The modern interpretation of winning encompasses emotional intelligence, sustainable practices, and meaningful connections. It's about creating value rather than accumulating wealth, fostering collaboration instead of competition. We're all planting shade trees under which future generations will find shelter. Your greatest achievement won't be what you accumulate, but who you become and how you help others grow. Start today with small, consistent actions that align with your highest values and purpose.